Nearly 450,000 workers in Washington have taken advantage of a new leave program for families. And WPB's Lauren Patterson reports on how it's going and who it's helping.
Hannah Sweet and her boyfriend Austin Hengen are hanging out at their apartment. It's filled with holiday decorations, baby stuff, and the cooing sounds of their five-month-old, Haley. Both Sweet and Hengen are currently using Washington's paid family and medical leave program.
Preparing for it, first thing we did was look into the paperwork and get online, but you really can't do anything until you've given birth.
The program allows up to 12 weeks of medical or family leave, and up to 16 weeks when you combine medical leave with what's called bonding leave for a newborn or adoption. Sweet and Hengen say they turned in the paperwork about 6 days after Haley was born. Then the waiting began.
I think it was 6 or 7 weeks before we actually got our first payment. So it was it was a hot minute.
The people at the state agency were nice and helpful when it came to questions, says Sweet. But the couple had to rely on savings to get by while they waited for the money.
Eventually, I got asked to come back to work, and I said sure. And the week I went back to work is when they finally approved everything.
Now, because of the program, both parents are home and spending time with Haley. But then, in late November...
So basically the email is saying the IRS declined to give us guidance on the taxability of paid leave benefits in Washington.
Based on states with similar programs, it's likely that family leave benefits will be taxed, but medical leave benefits would not, according to the email.
But at the same time, are we going to have to shell out a bunch of money into taxes?
The program is funded by a payroll premium, which is paid for by employees and their employers, according to the program's website. If they're taxed on the money they get from the program, Hengen says he feels like that's paying twice. Another frustration Hengen has with the program is he thinks Washington State isn't doing enough to let people know the program exists.
We had to hear it from the grapevine, basically.
Hengen's brother is a new dad. But Hengen says he didn't use the program at all because he didn't hear about it.
They just didn't know. So when I told them we were doing it, they were confused. They're like, how'd you do that? I'm like, we just work in Washington. That's it. And they're like, oh man, I wish we would have done that. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty frustrating.
Launching the program during COVID caused marketing complications, says Allison Eldridge, who works for the Leave and Care Division of the Washington Employment Security Department. She says the plan is to hire dedicated staff for outreach in early 2024. Although the Washington program is considered better than what most other states offer, having a child is still a challenge, says Sweet. She says the family's finances have changed.
I am a stay-at-home mom now. For us, the cost of daycare was equal to what I was making at the hospital at the place that did have an opening, so it didn't make sense for me to go to work and, essentially pay someone else to raise Haley.
Those are the choices for many right now. With an election year around the corner, Eldridge, who works for the Washington Leave Program, says the idea of a national parental leave program is likely to come up.
I'm sure as the next presidential campaigns start really picking up speed, the topic will rise to the top of the list. It generally does during campaign season.
For now, Eldridge encourages Washington workers to use the state program, which has paid out more than $4 billion in benefits over the last 3 years. I'm Lauren Patterson, reporting.